Teddy Bridgewater is a better fit for their current offense rather than starter Cam Newton. He thanked Newton in a video conference, but said team's moving on and doing what's best for the team. Newton is still an unsigned free agent. After 20 years with the Patriots, Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says he holds no resentment toward former head coach Bill Belichick. He tells the Howard Stern Show in New York that leaving is about experiencing something different. Brady said he went in thinking 2019 would be his last season with the Pats anyway. That's a look at Talk 101 Sports.
All right, thanks, Doug. We take a quick break, your five-day forecast, and then Mike King, he's up next on Talk 101.
It's time for a look at what's happening about town on Talk 101 FM, brought to you by Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Community Pharmacy, where it's friends helping friends. Here's a look at what's happening about town. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois will offer sack lunches at pavilions in several Decatur parks to help students and families affected by the COVID-19 school closings in our area. Lunches will be available by walk-up on Mondays and Thursdays at Hess Park, Lions Park, Oak Grove Park, and Grant Park, and on Wednesdays and Sundays at Torrance Park, Mueller Park, Jasper Park, and Monroe Park. For more information, please call the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois at 422-8537. And that's a look at what's happening about town.
Hello, I'm Drew Hatton, news director at Cromwell Media. In the wake of all that is happening, be sure to check out our latest stories and updates that center around the Decatur community. If you missed the morning edition of news on Bus Boom and Wolf, weekdays 6 to 9 on Talk 101 FM, you can catch newscasts on stations like 98.1 Grizz FM or 106.7 The Fox during the 4 and 5 o'clock hours. If you're not by a radio and want news updates, make sure to check out our latest stories at DecaturRadio.com or on the free Decatur Radio app. Let us bring you the latest news from around the area.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Of course, we are under a wind advisory today. Otherwise, breezy, sunny, slight chance of showers and a high of 53. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, mostly clear skies late with an overnight low of 32. Friday, sunny, high of 51. Saturday, cloudy, high of 54. And on Sunday, showers likely and a high of 60.
Bring your coat this morning. Yesterday, 80s. Right now, 41 degrees in downtown Decatur. Taylorville, 43. Shelbyville, 43. Sullivan, 43. Clinton, 39. Sunrise, 626 this morning. WAND-TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area. Shows no rain on our radar this morning for this area, Scott, or anywhere else in Illinois. Very windy.
We say good morning to Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm, who joins us this morning. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you. Good morning, Herb Talk.
All right, buddy, the disclaimer.
Yes, the following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Got a lot of people complaining about allergies, Mike. What do they do?
Yeah, we've got a phenomenal product called Super Quercetin, vitamin C-based. We have a lot. Oh, my gosh. We have an Aller-7 from Nature's Plus. It's a combination. And I actually did a show on that where I interviewed Dr. David Reed. And it is one of those things that really, really helps. A lot of my customers, after you've been taking it for a couple weeks, it actually naturally quells your immune system. And some customers are even using it for pet allergies and so forth. So we have a whole gamut, of allergy products. There's the homeopathics that are very good. In fact, a few years ago, the newspaper did an article on, what was that homeopathic one that Tammy's son used that was really good? Liz is here with me.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
We're kind of tired and worn out, guys. This is, I think everybody's kind of stressed. I keep telling myself there's about 3 more weeks of the quarantine. But, yeah, we have a bunch of good homeopathics. We have a bunch of wonderful herbs and supplements. Everybody is different. You know, we have our best sellers. But
what is your best seller for allergies right now?
Well, the Aller-7, the Super Quercetin, and the allergy, homeopathic allergy relief from Highlands. So those are the ones that are, you know, probably the best. We have one that's called Sinus from Washington Homeopathics. It's just amazing. It's a little teeny tiny dot-looking little tiny sugar pill-type product. You put it under your tongue, and within about 5 minutes, your sinuses drain, and it's in a blister pack. You could keep it in, you know, your purse or your car or something, but it's amazing. And we sold it for years. We sell massive amounts, and it's not very expensive. It's just a few dollars. So a lot of people are getting hit with allergies right now. This is the tree allergy. You know, the early trees are all trying to put out their pollen and stuff, and a lot of people are allergic. The grasses are obviously starting to grow and come up, so it's allergy season. And then we're all again concerned about the coronavirus, and that starts as, like, you know, this sore throat and all of that kind of stuff. So the symptoms are a little different than allergies, but again, people you know, they get concerned and worried and upset, and we don't need any more of that.
All right.
That's why we're selling a massive amount of, like, Anxiocom and all the L-theanine and the homeopathic calming and the herbal calming and the CBDs and all that kind of stuff.
All right, let's talk about testosterone replacement. You know, a lot of places guys can't get in and get their shots. You know, if they're getting shots on a regular basis, you know, what is there that could help out during this time, you know, with not getting, you know, traditional medicine?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we have a whole product line from Nature's Plus. It's really interesting because it deals with the peroxynitrate pathways using products from, like, the grape skin and apples, and it basically helps you to naturally retain the testosterone you're producing and to help your body nutritionally support the boosting of the testosterone. So it helps with the slowing down the degradation, your body's breaking down of the testosterone, so it slows that down naturally, and it also helps your body to boost that up. The products, again, we have several of them. I think one of our best sellers is, like, the T-Male. We also have the HGH, the human growth hormone, which is all in that mechanism in your body, so that kind of all works together. We have, like, an ultra T-male HGH if you want to do that. We have it in liquid and pill form. I have taken it. I generally don't need to, but sometimes when I get kind of fatigued and so forth, it does give you a lot more energy. You know, a lot of men take T-male for their libido, and the joke is, you know, a customer came and he says, "Well, I was able to clean the basement, clean out the garage, and rake the leaves, and that made my wife happy." So, anyway.
Now, to go a little step further off of that,
sure.
You know, there's a lot of times, and I've heard you say it on this show before, you know, traditionally the dosage that's on the bottle may not necessarily be the dosage that you land on. I got to be honest. I have bought three products from your store for testosterone. I will tell you that one of them absolutely is working, but I will tell you that the dosage that was listed on the bottle was absolute crap. I had to actually testo-jack.
Yeah, you're a bigger guy, so you've got to realize everything over the counter, even aspirin, is designed for a person that weighs 150 pounds. So if you weigh more than that, then you might need to double your dose. If you weigh a lot less than that, I mean, I've got some customers that, you know, are less than 100 pounds, they don't need to take the full dose. Again, legally, you should probably consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. You can do the math on your own. Usually with supplementation, you're not going to ever get into a dangerous level. Most manufacturers already figure in you can take about 6 times the amount on the bottle before you even have what we call an aggravation, which would be nausea or an upset stomach or something like that, or a headache. So, again, you don't want to take high doses of minerals for a long period of time. You know, you've got to watch things. And, you know, the RDA in the industry, we joke about that being rats, drugs, and assumptions. The RDAs usually are the very bare minimum so you don't die. But the thing is you do need to be careful. You need to know what you're doing. And, again, we can educate our customers, although we can't prescribe or diagnose. You can always talk to your doctors about that if they have the knowledge in the area, of supplementation and nutrients. But if you're a larger person, if you're, well, let's just say, you know, not that you are, Scott, because I don't think you are, but let's just say somebody is 300 pounds, they definitely need to take double the dose to get a, you know, clinical dosage, to get the dose. So you need to look at that and do it that way.
Yeah, because a lot of people, if they take the dosage that's on the bottle and they don't adjust it, they're probably going to be miserably disappointed with what took place.
Yes, that can happen. Although I have some people that think it's too strong. So this is why we have different brands. This is why we have different formulas. That's why we have like an Ultra TML, which is basically double the dose. That has a lot more of the key ingredients in there. Some people don't. Obviously, if you're already having issues with testosterone, your mechanisms probably aren't working too well. And we know scientifically when you start doing the synthetics or the drugs or the pharmaceuticals, it shuts your naturally occurring system down even more. So when you do go back on the natural nutrients, your body's like, you know, what do we do here? We've, you know, had this overabundance of the synthetic. The mechanism is different. So trying to get that old motor going again with, you know, the proper nutrition, sometimes that takes a little bit too. So you've got that curve or that hump to get over. Plus, if you're a bigger person, then you're obviously going to have to take more. What you can do is, you know, and slowly increase that dose till you feel like you need to be where you need to be. And then after a while, you can take another look at it and go on to what we call a maintenance dose. And say, you know, I'm taking four of these pills every day. I really don't want to keep doing that. I don't want to spend the money. What happens if I take three? But you want to wait till you no longer have any symptoms or till you feel really good before you start trying to determine a maintenance dose.
Now, the other thing that I've seen on the jars on the bottles is it's kind of like aspirin or Tylenol, I guess, or ibuprofen maybe for another lack of trying to describe this, but there are 200 and 400 and 600 and 800 doses, and you've got the same type of thing that goes on with supplementation. Explain a little bit why there's that type of thing on the jar as well. For instance, like, you know, with my testosterone that I bought from you, I was taking 100s. I'm now taking 300s.
You mean the milligram?
Yes.
Well, again, sometimes, like I was saying, you know, we have just the T-mail and then we have an Ultra T-mail. So they have just increased the dose on certain of the ingredients that they found were key for people that weren't responding as well to the average standard everyday dose. So when you get into an Ultra or an Extra or a Max or something like that, it's going to have more in it for those individuals that aren't getting the results that they need. So the companies are already getting response from the general public on, you know, I tried your product, but I got to take six pills a day or didn't do much for me. Do you have anything stronger or better? And then, you know, that's when the companies will come out with something stronger and better for the other 10-20% of the people that didn't get the results that they wanted.
You know, one of the things that I want you to get into after we get done with news is, sure, I want you to revisit mushrooms again.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take a quick break here, Mike, for news. And when we come back, we're going to light you up with a little bit of mushroom talk. Stick around. Bus Boom and Wolf coming up. More with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm next on Talk 101.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Hatton. A quick update on the status of COVID-19 in Macon County. There are 13 confirmed cases of COVID-19. With 110 tests performed and 8 tests still pending. One Macon County resident has died from COVID-19. Overall in Illinois, there are 15,078 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 462 deaths
and 75,066 total people tested. We will continue to update you as more information continues to be made available. The Salvation Army will be adding school supplies to their food boxes in the near future. The pre-boxed food, available 9 to 11 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, will include school supplies starting Monday, April 13th. The boxes with school supplies will be limited to a number of distributions throughout April. The school supply boxes will be reserved for families with school-aged children. Decatur police are investigating a murder that happened yesterday in the neighborhood at the intersection of Haworth and Decatur Streets. The victim was a 24-year-old male who was shot several times around 10:30 a.m. The victim succumbed to his wounds after being taken to a Decatur hospital. Detectives on scene interviewed witnesses and processed the scene. If you have information on the shooting, call 217-424-2734 for the Decatur Police Department Detective Bureau. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. To see stories like these and others, go check out DecaturRadio.com.
Dell's Popcorn Shop on Merchant. Pop by for curbside pickup Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our website is also up and running. Place your orders online at dellspopcorn.com. Let us make Easter easy for you. Shop and support local. And remember, Dell's Popcorn Shop on Merchant this year for Easter.
When the weather gets bad and you need to know whether or not your event is happening, check out our closings and cancellations page at DecaturRadio.com, brought to you by State Farm Agent Leo Berger in Decatur. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Leo Berger in Decatur is there.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care Studios in the heart of downtown Decatur. They want to remind you that when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
Hello, this is Camilla Hempstead, directing pastor at First United Methodist Church in Decatur. I invite you to join us for Good Friday and Easter services. Our services will be recorded and posted to our website at www.decaturfirstumc.org so that you can watch them at a time that best fits your schedule. Again, that's decaturfirstumc.org. However you choose to worship this weekend, may you experience all the joy of the risen Christ this week and every week.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over a million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit HUD.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by Coach House Garages. Stuck working from home? Maybe a garage with a home office is what you need. Get a safe and free on-site design consultation. Visit online at CoachHouseGarages.com.
Hi there, I'm meteorologist Anthony Peoples. A wind advisory in effect for central Illinois today. Northwest winds 20 to 40 miles per hour, gusting even higher at times. We will see morning sunshine give way to afternoon clouds. A few sprinkles around. High of 53. Tonight, clearing skies. Cold temperatures down to 32. More sunshine, but breezy tomorrow. High of 52. Rain showers move in on Saturday and a better chance on Sunday. That's a look at your forecast from the Storm Center, WAND.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Mike King, he is with us from Merryman Herb Farm. And Mike, talk about supplementation and mushrooms, if you would.
Well, mushrooms have been around for a long, long time. I mean, we're probably used to the fruiting body or the button mushroom when we think of mushrooms. But mushrooms also have spores, and they also have what's called mycelium, which is basically the fibrils. They're not really roots, but you can kind of think of them as roots. Now, the big thing about mushrooms is they contain beta-glucans. And beta-glucans actually help to activate your leukocytes, which are your white blood cells. In fact, they're structurally very similar, and it's a really good nutrient for that. And your white blood cells is what you use in your immune system to attack different foreign particles, including viruses. So the leukocytes, you know, they circulate through your body. They counteract the foreign substances. And basically, you know, there's the lymphocytes, the granulocytes, the monocytes, the macrophages. You probably heard of those. Those all attack the different viruses, pathogens, bacteria, whatever that get into your body. So by eating mushrooms, not only are they a super antioxidant, but they also contain what we call the beta-glucans. And those are super immune-boosting nutrients. Now, there's a lot of different products, a lot of different companies. One of the highest quality companies that makes a really good product is New Chapter. Now, Paul Stamens is kind of the mushroom guy that's out there. He has a product line that's very, very good, too. In fact, he and New Chapter used to be basically in business together. They parted ways. They both have their own product lines. But Paul Stamens has actually developed mushroom lines. He's a uber scientist, you know, a big scientist in the mushrooms. So anything that he basically deals with is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So New Chapter has developed a really awesome formula. I take it every year. I've been taking it for about 3 years. If I do get sick, it doesn't last for very long if I even get sick. My big problem, as you guys know, is, you know, bad teeth. But I get infections from that, but I usually can handle that with my supplements. But we have a product from New Chapter called Immune Support, and it has the reishi mushroom, the shiitake, the lion's mane, the maitake, the poria, the turkey tail, and the shaga. Now, you might not have heard of all of those. I think most people are familiar with the reishi mushroom or the Ganoderma. That is absolutely a phenomenal. All of these are immune boosting. But I've noticed with it that they also help to give me a little more energy, clarity of mind. I can't say they're really uplifting, but if you have more energy and clarity of mind, that helps. Obviously, like the lion's mane is very good for brain function. There, you can look up each one of these mushrooms and see the phenomenal aspect. But this is absolutely, they've done the milligrams on these, the percent, the way they've done it. It's all based on a bunch of clinical scientific studies on mushrooms to give you the most, I guess, the largest amount of immune support that you can get from mushrooms. And we sell a lot of that, this product. We have a lot in stock. We have other brands. The New Chapter Life Shield Immune Support is my favorite. And it has all of the, they talk about, you know, the life cycle. So they have the triple, the fruiting bodies, the spores, and the mycelium. So they're taking the best from the best and all the nutrients. And it's really interesting how this product works. And I've had a lot of customers. I've had several customers over about the last 3 years that have started taking it, and they're all very happy, I can say that. A lot of them have reported some very, very good results. I wanted to get into oregano. I don't think people realize the power behind oregano. There's a lot of talk about zinc right now because I think, as we heard, the president made a comment on zinc. But oregano actually is one of the highest of all of the vegetables, and even more than meat or seafood or anything. Oregano has the highest amount of minerals and vitamins in it. And one of the big minerals in oregano is zinc. Actually, if you would take a product like Oregamax, take one of those pills, it has about 20 milligrams of zinc in it. Now, I think the RDA is about 8 milligrams a day for women and 11 for men. So it's a naturally bound zinc. So it's very bioavailable. And the neat thing about it, and I want to precaution everybody, be careful with taking large amounts of zinc because it can throw your copper off. The way your body works, it'll unbalance your copper. You won't have enough copper. It'll deplete that, and then that can create issues too. But the neat thing about the naturally occurring, well, I like to say God-given product like Oregamax, the oregano, is that it has the zinc but the naturally occurring copper just in the right proportions. So it's giving you the zinc and all the other minerals. There's also calcium, potassium, magnesium, iron, phosphorus, all kinds of really good things in oregano. And oregano in and of itself is a super antioxidant, and it's super antipathogenic. Now, we can't make any claims about a specific virus that it's effective for, but in general, it is very effective for all kinds of bacteria. It's when you put it up against any antibiotic, it's unbelievable. Oregano is phenomenal, antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial, and it's also antiparasitic. And when the Bible talks about hyssop, it's actually talking about the oregano, which I think is very, very interesting. And we know basically through tons of scientific studies how powerful oregano is. My good friend Dr. Cass Ingram, which I've been talking with quite a bit lately, is probably one of the best doctors. He's written over 30 books on oregano, and it is just, oregano is an absolutely very safe. It's safe for children, babies, and pets, pregnant and lactating women. Anybody can use it. Of course, you got to watch the dosage when you get into babies and things like that, but anybody can take it. It's a botanical. You got to get the right species. That's why I like to deal with companies like North American Herb. They've been around for a long time, and Dr. Cass Ingram is their chief medical officer advisor for the company, scientist. And you really got to know where you're getting your products from, because there is some crude products out there. There's some species of oregano. There's over 82 last time I checked. Some don't have the medicinal properties and some do. And they can even use other like marjorams and things like that. In fact, the oregano that you buy at the grocery store is probably a marjoram, species of marjoram, Spanish marjoram, because of the flavor and the taste is basically the same as the oregano. But oregano provides a high amount of zinc. And just by the way, we're getting more zinc in. We had a whole bunch of zinc, and after yesterday, we don't have any zinc. Go figure. But there's a lot of naturally occurring zinc in oregano, and I'd rather get my zinc that way anyway. And then you get all the other benefits from it, too. So it's a really good natural source for your immune system. I personally am taking the Life Shield Immune Support, and Oregamax is what I'm taking to support, nutritionally support, my immune system.
You're taking them Oregamax.
The Oregamax, yeah, it's just the leaf, and it's a really good quality product. It's the basically there's two species of oregano that are really known to have super medicinal properties or subspecies, and again, North American Herb sources that from the Mediterranean region, the wild Mediterranean oregano, and it's wild crafted, harvested, but it's sustainable. It's really neat how these companies have developed this, and it's been around. I've been selling oregano for, gosh, probably ever since we started in business over 40 years ago. But it's finding the right company, finding the right formula. They actually, the Oregamax has just a little bit of the what we call the garlic and the onion in it as a synergist. And it has what we call the Rus coria, which is a wild sumac. It's not the poison sumac or anything, but it's naturally occurring in vitamin C, and it's a companion plant. So we've looked at the you know, the historical, the native, the traditional use, the harvesting, when it's harvested, how it's harvested, making it sustainable, making sure it's organic and you know, no herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, all of that stuff. So, and then we've looked at, this company's looked at a great blend to synergize it to make it really bioavailable. So we, the Oregamax is a whole crude, non, you know, processed wild oregano. It even helps with digestion. It also supplies, and this is kind of an off label, but it's a really great source of calcium. I know people that have the bone density issues. Oregano is another great thing. But bottom line, oregano is a super thing to take for your immune system, for any kind of a disease, infection. It's been used for millennia. It's mentioned in the Bible and a lot of other holy books, used by the ancient Romans and the Greeks. But you've got to get the you know, the wild Mediterranean oregano. You've got to know the species. You've got to know how to process it and synergize it with some other companion plants. But once you do all of that, you have a phenomenal product, and it's not really expensive. Most people don't have a problem with the Oregamax because it's the leaf. Sometimes people have a problem with the oil because it's such a potent herb. It's a hot herb, and, of course, then you've got the spaghetti pizza taste, what we call that return, but you really don't with this. If you do have issues with that, you can always get, like, an enteric-coated product from Now. They have a phenomenal oregano. But I really love the whole leaf because you're going to get all the minerals that you need. You're going to get a lot of other compounds that are naturally occurring in there that help to stabilize and boost your immune system. And instead of taking like a zinc oxide or something that's really crude, this is bound in there. So, like, you know, where do you want to get your iron from? Licking the rust off of your car or from spinach? Where do you want to get your zinc from? A zinc oxide pill, tablet, or from a naturally occurring, naturally bound zinc found in the wild Mediterranean oregano from a super high quality company. And again, I know the people in the company, the owners. I know their chief scientific director. I know these people. I've known them. I interviewed Dr. Cass Ingram at your station way back in the day, probably 12, 13 years ago, on a morning show.
So, yeah, that was mine. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great product, and I can't say enough good things about it. There's another product that I want to talk about, but I think we have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have final segment coming up with Mike from Merry Manor of
Andrographis.
All right. We'll talk Andrographis and Andy Griffith, and when we get back.
Yeah, how about Opie?
For Doug. Andy Griffith for Doug.
All right. We'll do all of that. Bus Boom and Wolf, Gee, Talk Andy. 101. Back with more next.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, and being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Are you spending a lot of extra time at home with your spouse? It might be a good time to review your life insurance. Call Dan Nash at 864-6060 today.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org.
This is Alex Melvin, CEO of Rural King. We at Rural King are grateful to serve our communities, providing the essential products you need for your family, farms, and homes. But to continue to have that privilege, we need the help of our customers. We insist, no more than one adult per cart can shop at one time. Rural King is here to assist you with your shopping and loading needs. God bless all of you, and God bless our country. From Rural King, America's Farm and Home Store.
Traditions can tie us to timeless values that bind us together. Traditions remind us of what's good in life. Traditions can be simple, like going to Rural King and getting buttery popcorn or coffee while shopping with your family. Or they can be profound, like going to Easter Sunday service together every year. This year, Rural King will be going back to our traditions. Rural King stores will be closed on Easter Sunday to allow our associates to spend the day with their family and friends. Happy Easter from Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the local longer you listen, the later it gets. Now, let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Spoon and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Mike,
we're back, Mike.
Yes, we're back,
okay,
Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, back. How are you doing?
Good. I just went to McDonald's, got coffee and a sandwich. I'm feeling great.
I'm Andy Griffith. We got the Andagrappus paniculata.
Okay, watch your mouth.
It's coming up in the news. Because they're starting to study a lot of things that can interfere with the way the SARS-CoV-2, which is creating the COVID-19 disease, they're really starting to look at this virus and the other related viruses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 COVs, SARS-CoVs. But anyway, there was a recent study published February 27, 2020. You could probably Google it if you want to. It gets pretty scientific. But they screened several compounds for their ability to inhibit the key enzymes of the coronavirus. Now, we've already talked about elderberry, and that is a very well-known one to lock and block basically all viruses, the little enzyme protein spikes that are on there. So elderberry is a really good one to do that. And again, I think you've heard in the news about the kind of the second stage, like the hydroxychloroquine, things like that, that hit the second stage in the blood itself, because the corona likes to attach to the heme in the blood, the hemoglobin, and interfere that way. It also likes to eat the lungs up and attach to the ACE-2 receptor. I know this is a lot of Greek and a lot of science, but that's where I have to go to figure out, and working with all these doctors and scientists to figure out what the final nutrient or supplement that could be of some benefit for people. So there are several compounds with their ability to inhibit the key enzymes of the coronavirus, and this is coming from what I feel is a pretty good study, that are found in this Andagrappus. And Andagrappus is basically an Ayurvedic herb. It's been around for a long time. And multiple studies have demonstrated its ability to not only reduce the duration of the upper respiratory infections, but also to significantly reduce the severity of the symptoms. So anyway, in this study, they found several key compounds that were able to inhibit several of the key infectious enzymes on this coronavirus. So they actually looked at the virus and to see what it would do. So it makes them, well, I guess what I could say right now, it makes this herb a great candidate to develop drugs from if you're a pharmaceutical company. If you're a supplement company, it's just a great product to have as a whole food supplement to help. So this is the kind of stuff that we're looking at, and I know I've gone through the huge list before. There are so many things. I will say some people are kind of concerned about like a cytokine storm, which is where your body just goes crazy and swells up with the inflammatory process, and then you get the pneumonia and basically you drown, which is horrible, horrible. But there's a white penny extract that has had a lot of research and so forth. It's been around for a while, and I don't think people are even aware of that. So for those of you that are into research and so forth, you could look up white penny, and it's very good for the cytokine storm. There are other things that are very good with that too, like the NAC, N-acetylcysteine. That's also very good. That's good for upper respiratory. A lot of the respiratory doctors, pulmonary doctors, are very good at, actually, they send their patients in if they're having upper lung respiratory problems. But again, we're learning more and more about this virus, which is awesome. And that whole class of coronaviruses and viruses in general, we learn more and more every day. There's been there's been a ton of money put behind research. So I think this is going to be very good, trying to figure out exactly how to address all of this. As far as the zinc goes, the Oregamax is absolutely phenomenal. The Andagrappus is something you might want to look at. Mushrooms. There's a whole host of things that you can do. And again, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D. That's so inexpensive. We have plenty in stock. We've been selling massive amounts of it. But vitamin D does so. And like with all of these herbs and supplements, there's really no negative, side effects. It's always positive benefits. So at the end of the day, I can't even say that, you've even wasted your money, because overall the antioxidant properties and so forth is going to basically help you live healthier, happier, and longer, like we always like to say.
Any particular brand of vitamin D that you like?
You know, the Now brand, actually, because it's so inexpensive, and that's a super great company, as you know, Scott. You've got, I think you've got family that works there, but their quality control lab, their facility is state-of-the-art. They're a huge company. They're a very big company. And I actually know, like, Neil Levin and the head of the lab there. I've been in the lab several times. It's a big laboratory. They test for everything. In fact, it's hard to get in and get into the lab and see that because of the that whole facility. They're so – in fact, I don't even think you could visit them right now anyway. But, you know, they basically put a hazmat suit on you because they are so clean there. And it's not that the products are dangerous or anything like that. It's just they don't want you to get anything in the products. And I love that. I love companies that are super high quality and protective and test for, you know, heavy metals and fungicides and pesticides and herbicides and adulterants and all kinds of things that you can't even imagine.
Adulterants?
Adulterants, yeah. Like,
are they cheating on somebody or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That when they get like a bulk raw material in from, say, a manufacturer or a farmer or something like that, that they normally oversee anyway, but they always test to make sure that they haven't put in some other look-alike botanical. That can happen. Just like even like with ginseng, you'll have a processing company that'll extract all the great stuff out of ginseng and just leave the basic fiber and still sell it as ginseng root, and they can legally do that, and you can pay $50 for just fiber.
Did you, by the way, get that? I just threw a softball at you, and you just totally swung and missed.
Oh, probably. What? Yeah, it did. What was the joke?
Adulterants, you know, are they cheating?
Like adultery.
Yeah, adultery, yeah. Okay.
Boy, oh boy. All right, hey, listen, we are just about out of time. We need to tell folks where you're located.
Well, I'm in my scientific serious mode. You know, I know
you're in bed. What are you talking about? You're in bed, right?
All right. Well, hey, we are open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. We will be closed Easter Sunday, but we are open daily. We're open, but we will be closed for Easter just to give our employees a break and for the holiday. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can shop online. A lot of people, we are shipping out massive amounts of product. Shop online. That way you can stay home, stay safe at shopmerriman.com. All one word, shopmerriman.com. Give us a call again at 217-429-1555. In fact, Tammy the other day was helping somebody with the website and getting them acclimated to it, although I think it's very user-friendly. And we're located at 1405 Merriman Lane here in Decatur, Illinois. And you can go to our website just if you want to at merriman.com. So if you want to shop, just put shop in front of Merriman.
Mike, always good to have you on the program.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You guys stay safe.
We will, Mike.
Yes, and I can't wait to get back in the studio, but I think everybody, it's very important. This is a great way to slow this virus down, and I think it's working. I think we're seeing that it's working, and we had a really bad flu season going on, too, so it's actually helping with that also, slowing that disease down, too.
All right,
we'll
my friend.
We'll see you in the fall, Mike.
We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Stay safe. All right. Take care, guys.
All right, Mike King from Merriman Herb Farm with our Herb Talk. It is 6:53. Coming up, a look at agribusiness news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jeff Nally getting set to join us here on Talk 101 FM. And, of course, his first look at agribusiness news. It's brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, a good fit for all of your farm and crop insurance needs. We've got ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around. Scott Wrighton, the city manager of Decatur. He'll be joining us just after 7 on Talk 101 FM.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network, responding to the downturn from the COVID-19 crisis. As we shared yesterday, the American Farm Bureau Federation suggests U.S. commodity prices over the last 30 days have dropped between 10 and 36%. As for the market today, a watch on Washington to see how support will come from Capitol Hill. Farmers might be getting up to $15.5 billion in aid to offset the impact of the COVID-19 crisis. The total includes the $9.5 billion in aid earmarked in the Phase 3 economic stimulus bill, plus an additional $6 billion that the Department of Agriculture has now in its Commodity Credit Corporation account. That word comes from Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Now, there is an additional $14 billion that the stimulus bill provided for replenishing CCC funds, but that can't be distributed until at least July. Secretary of Agriculture Perdue yesterday said, "We're in the process now of collecting proposals and ideas from every sector affected so we can be balanced and fair in the allocation of the $9.5 billion, as well as what we currently have in the CCC. Now, with regard to the output, the $9.5 billion required by law to be spent on livestock producers, specialty crop growers, and local ag systems. The $6 billion in the CCC right now is suggested that could be spent in different areas of the industry, and the Agriculture Department has more leeway in how those funds are to be distributed. House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson spoke with Secretary Perdue Sunday and said there should be some announcement in the next week or so about payments. Two U.S. representatives from Wisconsin are asking the Trump administration to provide clear and direct guidance for dairy farmers accessing the new Paycheck Protection Program. Democrat Ron Kind and Republican Mike Gallagher sending a letter yesterday to the Small Business Administration and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin looking for guidance. Without any additional guidance, many dairy operations, they say, will lose out on this vital lifeline. Well, there had been plenty of confusion about whether agriculture was actually available and to participate or eligible to participate in that Paycheck Protection Program. Well, the Department of Agriculture, no sooner than yesterday, posted an FAQ that helps to clear up some of the confusion. It reads, quote, "Agriculture producers, farmers, and ranchers with 500 or fewer employees whose principal place of residence is in the United States are eligible," end quote. 14 GOP senators are urging the Trump administration to ease restrictions on H-2A farm workers. In a letter, the senators asked the Department of Labor and Homeland Security to allow farms to share available H-2A workers and to increase the length of time that they can stay in the country. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is asking the Department of Agriculture to further investigate the cattle and beef market. President Marty Smith sent a letter to President Trump on the matter yesterday. The letter requests the government act quickly to investigate the striking disparity between box beef prices and cattle prices in the futures and cash markets during this current COVID-19 crisis, and also to continue following the packing plant fire and the price disruption we saw after that event in Kansas last August. Brazil will reinforce its position as the largest soybean-producing country in the world this year. Farmers there expected to plant even more acres than they did this year. That according to an analysis from the Foreign Agriculture Service. FAS says Brazilian farmers will plant 95 million acres of soybeans for the year ahead, compared to 91 million acres for this year. They see a crop at just shy of 130 million metric tons. Of course, the Department of Agriculture supply-demand report is due today at 11 Central. I'm Jeff Daly.
Farm families seeking a sense of normalcy can rest assured in today's uncertain times. Even with lobbies closed, Farm Credit remains committed to serving cooperative members. Farm Credit is inspired by the resiliency of farm families through both the prosperous and challenging cycles of agriculture, and proudly delivers competitive and flexible financing, crop insurance expertise, and rural-first lending for country living. Join the nearly 8,000 farm families throughout the southern 60 counties of Illinois in the member-owned Farm Credit Cooperative and become eligible for a share of the next cash patronage distribution. For consistent service, contact your local Farm Credit office by phone, email, or by visiting farmcreditil.com. Farm Credit Illinois, helping farm families succeed today and tomorrow.
The world needs more heroes, more action-oriented do-gooders, more "here's how I can help" right-hand men and women. The world of sarcoma is no different. And if you're thinking, what is sarcoma? We're glad you're listening. Sarcoma is a rare cancer of the body's soft tissue and bone, a cancer affecting tens of thousands of Americans every year. A cancer